Hi, I'm Amber, your host of the Social Launchpad podcast. I'm the girl who fell in love with social media, founded a marketing studio working with some of the leading health and fitness coaches and brands, and now I'm teaching you how to build your dream life and career as a social media professional. Whether you're an aspiring freelancer, have big dreams to start and scale an agency, or you fit somewhere in between, you're in the right place. I'll be sharing my wisdom about the industry, bringing you bite-sized educational and thought-provoking conversations to your ears every single week. So buckle up, grab a coffee, and get ready to learn the tips and tricks of the trade. Let's get this party started. Welcome back to another episode of the Social Launchpad podcast. I've actually had this episode planned for later down the line, but I see so many women speaking about this topic in different Facebook groups, and I truly feel like it's not spoken about enough. And it's becoming a mother and navigating the demands of running a business. I have reached out to multiple mothers and some followers, acquaintances about this topic, or other people that would love to become a mother at some stage and potentially start their own BA or social media management business. And I've asked those people to write down some questions that they have or that they're dying to know. And I thought I would gather some of those questions and just answer them with the first thing that comes to mind. So question number one, how did you find the lead up from pregnancy to birth? So for me, I was sick probably until around the 28 week mark. Every day I was vomiting, extremely nauseous, and it certainly wasn't a fun time. And then as soon as 28 weeks sort of hit, the nausea went away, but then the fatigue really kicked in, which I know can obviously be very normal towards that third trimester. But yeah, for me, I was sick pretty much the whole way through. And then I had extremely low iron for the last trimester as well. So had an infusion and that didn't really help me at all. So all in all, the first 6 months were really, really hard. And the last 3 months were essentially going guns blazing, getting ready for maternity leave for what I did take and getting everything tied up. Question number two, how has being a mother influenced your approach to business? And I absolutely loved this question because becoming a mother, my approach to business now is completely different. For me, it's about working very smart and not harder. So previously, I was working easily 40 plus hour work weeks, but even time blocking my week, looking back on it now, I was finding that I was working on tasks that weren't productive and moving the needle forward in my business. So now for both businesses, it's about working smarter, not harder, and really making the most of the time that I have. So during the work week until my little one goes to kindy in around 3 months' time, I have potentially 3 hours a day to work on my business. Those 3 hours, they're in different time blocks. So it's not 3 hours at a time, it's 3 hours throughout the day. And then if I have enough energy, it's working at night. But once I have essentially all of my systems and processes down pat and automated, that will obviously not be needed in the future. But yeah, I've completely changed my whole office suite and how I really want to run my business because I want to be extremely present with my son and I no longer want to work those 40 hour work weeks. I mean, who does anyway? We started business for more freedom. So yeah, it's about being really smart while scaling. Question number three, has motherhood been what you've expected? And another really good question. So for me personally, I really disliked the newborn days. Yes, they sleep a lot. Yes, it's a lot easier. You can rest and recover. But for me, I was just riddled with so much anxiety in those earlier days. And, you know, becoming a mum and looking after a tiny human, it's a lot. And it's normal to have anxiety around that, to keep a little human alive and really figure out what they need and what they want from you. Yeah, it's someone depending on you. It's a lot. But now I absolutely love, love, love this stage, especially now that he is more alert, he's more interactive. I find it really fun, although it is very exhausting. He is on the move. I have to be watching him 24/7. And yeah, it's a lot. But I'm just enjoying the ride, enjoying this season, and really soaking up every day as it comes and really soaking in every memory. Question number 4, can you share some practical tips for other mums looking to start their own VA or social media business? What advice do you have? This is a really cool one because you can learn, I guess, not from my mistakes, but things that I wish I had have set up and had in place before I had Bub. And first tip would be around systems and processes. So I personally use a combination of Dubsado and ClickUp. Dubsado for client management, and that also serves as like a booking system. So discovery calls, invoicing, basically automations, anything to do with client services. And then ClickUp is more my task management. Now, I still don't have both set up correctly, and it's something that I have been chipping away at over the last few months, is to get those really set up and in place properly. So everything is super automated, especially as I'm moving towards more of the agency model and bringing in some more people, not scaling that huge, but just having a few other staff members come on board to assist with multiple services, having that all set up correctly so I don't have to manually still do tasks when they can be automated. One thing for me was, especially with the Dubsado build, so I had someone build that, but obviously as I've evolved and changed my packages and processes, that has changed and I haven't actually kept up with those changes in Dubsado. And that's led to manually doing tasks. And in maternity leave, I sort of just did what I needed to do to get it ticked off, but it's still not perfect and how I'd like it. So if there's one piece of advice around that, it would be spending time, a few months, getting your systems and processes down pat, writing out how you want your workflows to go, and then from there, building out a proper Dubsado, if that's your platform of choice, building that out properly. Another one would be to hire a temp to cover your work for a minimum of 3 months, ideally 6 months, but 3 months at a minimum. I delve back into work way too quickly, and I think I've mentioned this if you've listened to any previous episodes, that I sort of had a bit of a mental breakdown. And that was just trying to fit in basically a full workload with a newborn. And that's just a recipe for disaster. So if there's one thing that you can learn from me there, it is getting someone who you can train up beforehand and someone that you can trust to take on your work. Even if you're a bit of a control freak like me, even getting them to send through maybe even like a weekly check-in to make sure that everything's on track, just so you can check over that and just handle anything else that may arise or any issues that may arise, you can handle that accordingly. But yeah, making sure that you have someone on board that can cover your work is a non-negotiable in my opinion. And the third one, this is a really tough one to maybe understand before you're pregnant and have a baby, but it's understanding your availability, your new availability, might I say, and how this will change after you give birth. So you might be working even, say, 30 hours a week in your business at the moment, and you want to basically work out how that will change after birth? Well, let me just tell you, I would overestimate for 5 hours a week in the beginning. That's how much everything's going to change. Yes, you might get work done in the earlier days, but as your baby starts to get more active, more alert, your time is spread so thin. So here again, you either get someone to help you out for a period of time. It might even be up to 12 months. And if you're eligible for Centrelink paid parental leave, then, you know, obviously that wage can go into paying your staff because you legally cannot work in your business doing the normal client work while you're getting paid that parental leave. So just a food for thought there, but really understanding, I guess, what services you're offering at the moment, how many clients you've got on board, your income goals and what you need to make in order to pay your expenses, how long that takes you each month, and working out from there what you can offload to, say, potentially a subcontractor and what that business may look like. So for me, I was basically primarily service offerings only, with a mix of social media management, online business management, paid marketing, and that has totally changed. I'm still offering some casual support in that area and working with some team members that I have on board, but I'm pretty much changing my whole business to a coaching model. Now, that is because I love the coaching side of things and the strategy, and I can bring more and more coaches on board to impact more businesses in the future. But for me, the service-based business model in its entirety isn't going to be feasible for me and managing that. Now, one overall tip I would say, just to round out that question, is don't let other people scare you off. How they say, you know, you're not going to have any more time to work on your business. You know, you find the time. Every day is different. And obviously it depends on the individual circumstances. Like, my baby's extremely good sleeper. Obviously he has nights here and there where, I'm up a fair bit, but all in all, 9 times out of 10, he sleeps really well. So for me, I'm able to get more done at night and work on the business at night. But I know for some people, they might have a terrible sleeper, for example. But don't let anyone scare you into saying that you can't manage both, because you absolutely can. It's just finding what works for you and your family. Next question, what advice do you have for moms who may be hesitant to pursue a business due to the challenges of balancing family life? Okay, this is a really, really good question and possibly my favorite question that came through. I say to this, would you rather the challenges of building a business to suit a lifestyle around your family, or going back eventually to a 9-to-5 where you're away from your babies more? What is harder to you? And that is literally how I'd answer that question. I have no other advice around that, but ask yourself that question. It's about choosing your hard. And for me, I would much rather the hard of going through the ups and downs of business than working a 9-to-5 again. And I know a lot of women would feel exactly the same about this. Question number 6, how do you prioritize your time between family and business? Okay, in the early days, I'm actually really ashamed to admit that I prioritized work over my baby. And I think there was a point maybe around the 3 months postpartum, I'm going to say, when I had a complete breakdown and I sort of knew enough was enough. And I let go a lot of clients that worked with myself exclusively, not the team, and those that wouldn't be suited to the team model. So I made a really, really hard decision to let those clients go. And that was terrifying, but I knew I had to take my own advice for what I tell clients and my community online, that your family comes first. You know, life is short, business will always be there, and you can always pick up new clients and pivot when the time is right. But I absolutely would say that you need to prioritize the important things in your life, which is your baby and your family, and pop business second. So for me, I've really scaled back. And as I said, I'm basically not taking on new projects at the moment. It is a phase of really rebuilding both businesses, putting the tools and systems in place. So when I'm ready to scale again, I know that all of my systems and automations are ready to go and I don't have to spend hours on admin every week. Okay, question number 7. In terms of time management, what daily or weekly routines have proved most effective for you in balancing the demands of both motherhood and business? So I wanted to touch on this in the last answer, but then I saw this question and thought I would answer that obviously in here. So it's really hard with a baby to basically plan out your week. So for me, I was a time blocking queen. I had everything color coordinated in my calendar and everything was so systemized and regimented that I had everything planned out on a Sunday and I knew what I was doing with my week. Now that is not a reality. I have to be super, super flexible with my week. Essentially now what I do is on a Sunday or whenever appointments come through, I obviously pop them in my calendar so they're there. They're non-negotiable. So this includes any client meetings, any membership calls that I'm in. It includes any outside of work, so personal events, other appointments. So it just includes everything that obviously is non-negotiable in terms of meetings go. And then for my work, what I do is I sit out on a Sunday while I'm building my ClickUp, but I write out every single task that I need to get done that week and I pop it in the calendar and I time block, say if it takes me 2 hours, I'll pop that in a 2-hour block. And then I pop essentially everything in on a Monday from most important to least important. And then I just move across the tasks that I don't get done on that day to the next day. And then everything I know will get done by a Friday. But I try and take still a few days off completely so I can just take a breather, not have any thinking to do on that day in terms of work, and especially while my calendar is very free at the moment. I've found that that has really helped. I would also love to get into a gym routine. So it's just, again, finding out the days that sort of work for me and popping that in as a non-negotiable. I think that will certainly help just with wellness and mental health. So that's something that I certainly want to include in over the next few weeks and get that properly built in. And the very last question, what support systems have been crucial for you in navigating the dual roles of motherhood and business? Another really good one. So for me, there's been two really, really big non-negotiables. And number one is putting myself out there more and in more rooms to make more personal connections. So firstly, I have attended a lot more networking events where I can meet new people, specific motherhood events where I can meet new mums who are going through the exact same thing and know the struggles that we all go through that you don't actually realize until you become a mum. And then going to personal family as well, my mum, my nan, other close family members who are mothers that you can just bounce off advice. But yeah, for me, it has been actually putting myself in rooms with different people, getting really uncomfortable. But those have been really nice to meet new connections and really just take the time for myself for a few hours where I can just connect with other women and other adults and not have to worry about looking after a baby. That's been really nice. So those were all of the questions that came through. So I hope you really enjoyed this episode all about juggling motherhood and a business. If you do have any other questions related to this topic, I would love if you could message me over on Instagram or on TikTok and we can have a chat. I can answer any questions that you have. I just love connecting with new people and having conversations. So please hit me up in the DMs. I have got lots of juicy things planned for the next few episodes. So make sure that you are following along on your favorite streaming platform and I will see you in the next episode.